As it says in Ezekiel this morning, I stood on my feet and God filled me with his spirit. The spirit of the Lord God was upon him. He was anointed to bring good news to those who were poor and little in this world. To set captives free and release for prisoners. And then we have in the reading of Paul, like Ezekiel, in his weakness, in his littleness, in his nothingness, he is filled with God's Spirit, and great things happen. To the point that in this day and age, right now, we're still reading from the letters of Paul because of that weakness and the weakness that Jesus encountered when he tried to enter his own hometown and they wouldn't listen to him. And so on this day of independence, this weekend of independence, we celebrate this. There was a beautiful program on TV a couple days ago about the Statue of Liberty, and how it was built by very poor people. It took a long time even to get the foundation stone in place. And the message is still there at the foot of that wonderful Statue of Liberty. It's a message that cries out to the poor and the little and those that are trying to seek safety and security in this great nation called the United States of America. And in those beginning days, as we sought independence, it didn't come through greatness or power or strength. It came through weakness and littleness. And that's what we're all called to today. It's not the great things in life and in our own personal life will never happen through power, prestige, privileges. It's always going to be through weak, little things. I realize now more than ever, you know, the church itself was started in a very weak little way with Jesus, with a few disciples, and sending them out to proclaim the Word of God, to give them the hope and the joy and the faith that would be so essential to their life. And that continues today, that each one of us are called in our own moments of weakness. How many times we might be asked to do something and say, oh, I can't do that. That's too much. That's too big for me. I don't think I can do that. And yet, sometimes that's the very thing we're called to do. And I was just realizing today, I came across this beautiful prayer for our brothers and sisters in Columbia, South Carolina, the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, a picture remembering all those who were killed a few weeks ago. And as a pastor, Clementa Pinckney said, our calling is not just within the walls of this congregation, but we are part of the life and community in which our congregation resides. So it's bigger than us. And Clementa Pinckney wrote this prayer, a prayer to end all racism. Lord Jesus Christ, we reach across the ethnic boundaries between Samaritan, Roman, and Jew, who offered fresh sight to the blind, freedom to captives. Help us to break down the barriers in our own community. Enable us to see the reality of racism and bigotry, and free us to challenge and uproot it from ourselves, our society, and our world. It's an awesome task, but it's only in weakness that that will happen. And even in St. Paul, in his weakness, cried out to the Lord, please take this away from me. And the Lord said, no, for in weakness there is strength. And so this affliction will not be removed, but my grace will always be sufficient for you. So as we move into this week and into this time, it's a good thing to remember that as we come to celebrate 150 years of St. Malachy's, it's the poor that gave life to this parish. Little people. It's the poor at the back door of our church and our Malachy meal and the center for the children, the Malachy house, that changed Bishop Lennon from saying we should close St. Malachy's. This is what has kept our church open. So it's a gift of the poor, of weakness, of littleness, that great things happen. And so we ask God today for that grace. I think often of Mother Teresa. She left her affluence as a teacher to wealthy girls in Calcutta and literally walked out into the streets of Calcutta and began to pick up dying people. In that littleness, in that brokenness, in that emptiness, in that nothingness, was born the missionary Sisters of Charity, who now serve the poor all over the world. So let's ask God today for that grace to accept our own poverty, our own littleness, and that God give us the grace to allow Him to stand on our feet and let the Spirit of God pour into us and know that we are sent to bring good news, that we are to go beyond the walls of this congregation and be a deeper part of the life and community in which this congregation resides.